All right, so my main goal of this was to stick with our theme of lake, but I wanted a movie that would really, really be horrible and piss Justin off.
I think I achieved that.
I hated it. I was so confused on anything that was happening the whole time. It was awful. I'm having a stroke even thinking about it.
You're not the one dying.
I am dying.
Oh, it's, my God.
I'm hours ahead of everybody, so I'm tired.
I'm dying but anyways, for fun.
The movie's called Shark Lake. It's about a shark that's in a lake.
The end. Yeah.
That's pretty much the interesting thing.
Yeah,
not even that interesting.
Our main guy that's not really our main guy, but he's listed as our main guy, but he's not really in it.
It's Dolph.
He traffics rare animals and stuff, and there is this guy that bought a bull shark, and the bull shark ended up crashing into the lake. With his, I don't even honestly know how he crashed into the.
Yeah,
lake.
It's like I put my shark's in that lake. It's like, why?
I have no idea how he crashed into the lake, but he did. And then, thusly, the shark was pregnant, and then she had two other sharks. So then there was three bull sharks. And
I thought there was only two.
No, there was three. Yeah, there was three of them.
I'll just believe you because. I'm going to.
I thought
I'm
it was
not
two.
Going well, to admit shot, that I only barely paid attention to this movie.
They shot the one shark that was going to go kill grandma. And then the other guy beat the shit out of the shark with his stick. And then they had the last shark that attacked Clint.
I think that's what his name was.
I don't know. I almost said Clint. But, you know.
Yeah, because at the subtitles, the L and the I were close together, so it looked like cunt.
This movie was horrible. I mean, like, this is what you expect to be on sci-fi, like Cass said. Like, it's just so bad. It has no right being on good TV. The only one that had semi okay acting, not really, like, this is like soap opera kind of acting, was Clint. Everyone else was so bad at acting.
I mean,
so
Clint's the only one that's been in movies. The rest of them are all like nobodies.
Yeah. I do like the PhD guy that just asks the cop if
I
she's
have
a cop.
I mean, she makes fun of him for it too. Like, working on a PhD there.
Oh man, this movie.
He said, I have a PhD. And then I said, pretty huge dick. Because I just. Comedy classic there, you know.
I think that's what he meant anyway, so with the way he was like sort of flirting with her.
Hey, you want to have sex in your mom's house? That's basically what he was saying. Like, you want to have sex in your mom's house? When we wake up, I can make some pancakes. Your mom's gonna be real happy about that.
He really just wanted to bang her. Like, he was quite obviously like a 30-year-old virgin.
I mean, she was pretty hot, so...
Yeah, she was really cute.
Yeah. We did get to see her cleavage in the first, like, 5 minutes of the movie when she was talking to her daughter about swimming lessons, and she was just hunched over the whole time, and her boobs were in the camera.
Yeah, this was a very, like, male gaze movie because there were multiple shots of, like, the beach that were just of, like, women's bottoms. That was it.
Yeah.
And flashing lights and fire and then women's torsos.
Because nothing
like,
says the male,
women
male gaze
like not have,
fire.
Like, faces? They just have asses and boobs?
I mean, that's all women. Am I correct?
Yeah, I'm just a torso. I don't know.
I mean,
like,
Cass, if you turn, you disappear.
I know. I pull a Kate Moss.
Yeah.
All three of us are just torsos. I don't think we've ever.
I got like two torsos. Like
I like that this movie was horrible.
I don't.
Yeah.
This movie was fucking
like,
boring.
So bad that it kind of was okay.
No,
but it was so
It wasn't even like
it
comically bad, like Sharknado. Like Sharknado was self-aware that it's fucking garbage.
Yeah, no.
It tried to like pick up Jaws scenes, like with the lady and the boyfriend going into the ocean, with them dying, with it running into the side of the boat.
Sharknado is
and
fucking
the CG
trash
water
too.
Coming out
oh
of
my God.
The fucking side of the boat.
There is so much CGI that it's painful. The one part where they're like swimming with our like really bad British guy that me and John were making fun of the whole time.
Oh yeah.
When he's swimming with the harpoon, it's disappearing because they're on a green screen.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's a scene where it's supposed to be overlooking the lake. And mm-hmm. you can see that the boats are supposed to be moving, but you see it, and it's just a picture.
Yeah.
This movie, yeah. If they just put all the money that they tried to put into CGI into at least having other things, it might have been okay.
No. That plot didn't make any fucking sense either.
No.
I love the how everybody was just walking into Clint's house with guns.
I know, me too. Like, does this man not lock his doors? He's a fucking released criminal who has people who are apparently like bounty hunting him, basically. And he just doesn't lock his fucking front door.
Bounty
like,
hunters
what?
I've ever seen. Not only
weak
not
ass
only
bitches,
terrible,
God.
Their guns were plastic. Like, you can see yeah. how fake they were.
Mm-hmm.
How about that fight scene in the kitchen where he's fighting the big black dude and he just kind of falls into the window and
yeah.
he's cooking a steak while this is going on. And after he shoos him out of the house, he goes back to the steak, takes
and
his knife,
perfectly cooked,
puts it in the steak
oh,
and then
no,
pulls it out.
It was overcooked.
And then he cuts it on the cutting board.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I guess he did just drop it in, but I'm like, dude, like, wash your fucking hands.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I couldn't.
How about when the mom was swimming was out no of the butt. Lake and the shark was slowly coming after her? All I was thinking was, you could just walk out of that lake where she was at.
Oh, yeah.
And that shark isn't gonna come, like, sharks don't get that close. Like, big sharks do not get that close.
Okay, so bull sharks are known to be in, like,
shallower water.
Yeah, very shallow water. Bull sharks are also very known. That's one thing I'll give them, is that they got everything accurate of, that they'll also go between, like,
I'm not giving
ocean
them that.
And water. Yeah, well, I...
Water.
Yeah, I'm giving them something. Also, they were, like, trying to do a beach, and then not a beach, and then it is a beach in middle mm-hmm. of Nevada. At this point, you should just pick Mississippi or something. Something that has a
yeah.
connection to the actual ocean. Not a
right?
landlocked state. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, they were saying how, like, oh, it could have swam up here. I'm like, is this lake connected to anything?
Anything?
And then they say, no, it's not. How did it get here?
It's got sand. Or the one part where she dropped, I forget where she even fucking drops, but it goes to the bottom of the lake, and the lake is, like, I guess they gave up with having dirt or something, and it was just, like, ground, like, plastic ground.
Like, you can tell that the vast majority of any of the underwater scenes were shot, like, in a pool.
Yes!
That they just, like, filled with sand and rocks.
There was a tree in there, too.
Yeah. And I'm like, what the fuck is happening here? I, like...
This water is too clear for a fucking lake.
Oh, yeah. Because you get, like, the scenes where they film above, like, it is not a clear lake. Yeah, it's a murky fucking lake. But then when we're, like, in the water, it's like we're in the fucking ocean.
It would have been,
which,
like,
there are clear lakes like that, but
I think
they're not swimming in them.
Creepier, like, it would have been creepier, yeah. would have added something to it if when they did the, like, they could do the water shots, but made them mm-hmm. dark, like, if you're on top of the water. So then you don't see the shark. Also, then you have to mm-hmm. worry about less CGI. So
right?
And also, oh, God, that CGI. I just like when the shark opened its mouth and it's just, like, drawn on, like, fucking teeth. Oh,
it looks like Jaws 3. Jaws 3 looked like shit.
Can we, like, can we bring up a picture of one of these sharks on, like, the Google
You're the one that edits, like, you're the one that edits these things. Like,
I do edit it, but we're live.
Yeah, you can put that in later.
do it. Don't hold do on.
I am proud of how horrible this movie is.
What else was there that was really bad?
Everything.
Yes. Oh,
when her and PhD boy were in the lake and they were like, it's going to take us hours to get to land, and there was like ships all around them.
But yeah, I sent you guys that. Like, you can see like fucking equipment in the background of the shot. I'm like,
how about the jet ski guy that ran into him and exploded?
Yeah. What was the point of that?
Nothing, because the fish ship was fine. Well, it started to sink a little bit, but
already been a. I think the part of that was that the dude on the jet ski had been attacked by the shark.
But if it was an explosion.
Yeah,
especially that close, they all would have just died.
Yeah, they all would have just died.
Yeah,
and then you see the charred remains of the jet ski, and it's just kind of floating there.
Mm-hmm. I just also like this guy's being a dick to the girl cop and the PhD guy. Like, I'm gonna have all of the prize money finding this shark. This is obviously a small town. So he would obviously know that is one of the police officers that he is being a fucking prick to.
Yeah.
Also, Clint, this kid would be grounded for the rest of her, like, childhood if she did the shit that she did. Just run off to go find her father that was in jail.
That's like, an ex-con.
Yeah, and then it's like, she was kidnapped? And then he attacks the police officer instead of just explaining, like, dude, I seriously have no idea where she is.
He kind of did start to explain that, though.
But he just started attacking.
Yeah, it's attacking him.
Be like,
and then
she's kidnapped? Like, where is she?
A lawsuit now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's like, that was a pretty stupid fucking thing. And then after, you know, like, when he gets bitten by the shark, and he's just like, what now? I'm fine. I got bitten by a shark on my shoulder here, but
yeah,
I'm okay.
What about the old couple in the beginning that
I gotta get my iPad and take pictures of the lake.
I just fell when she fell, and she just had like a busted up like forehead, and she goes in crying about her like husband dude.
Yeah, turns him over and his arm is missing, but he's dead.
Oh, what about the people that were like the, I don't know what it's called, sky surfing or whatever, and the shark.
Yeah, and a shark comes up and bites her leg off, and it's just gone.
It looks like it was like being penciled erased off of her.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Just want to know. I don't even know what I want to know, but
I want to know. Will you show me?
I want to know about these strangers like me.
These sharks like me.
So they explain that the sharks are just being like regular, are just being regular sharks. Like, they're hunting, like doing their sharky things.
Being nature, yeah.
But
everyone forgets that when we build upon nature, that it's still nature. That's what he was saying.
My thing is, nobody is like smart. It's a killing everybody. Like, it's not eating anybody. It's just attacking and killing people. So they're like, yeah, it's just doing shark things and like
being sharks a sharky don't even shark. Like to eat people. Like, sharks think people taste gross.
Sharks. More people die from cows and horses than they do sharks.
Well, I mean, more people are around cows and horses, so that makes sense.
This is fair. But like,
I mean, no one has like a shark farm that they're just. I mean,
could you imagine?
I'd like to.
I feel like there is a shark farm.
I'm sure that there's people that breed sharks and all that shit. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying like, no one's like milking sharks for titty shark milk and all that shit. Like, I think, I don't know.
I don't think so. I don't think sharks produce milk.
Do sharks have nipples?
No.
Sharks just have babies and
they're not mammals.
Yeah.
I didn't know if it was like a dolphin situation.
No,
some
of them give like live births, but not all of them. And they just kind of like, I like when they're like, oh yeah, the shark's protecting its young like a mother does. And like, sharks don't protect their young. Sharks don't even hang around their young. They kind of just not like,
typically.
Yeah, they like.
So they didn't get everything right.
Ha. Yeah.
No, I was,
fuck you,
wrong.
Danny.
This movie was just so fucking bad.
It was.
Yeah.
Thank God it's free.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of what else was terrible. Oh, yeah. They're having that press release or whatever. And he's talking about, like, yeah, we got the bear. We're getting it all taken care of. Wait! Get out of the water!
About my favorite person, the not British British guy.
Oh yeah, yeah. Oh. When he came into frame, the moment I saw him in his stupid slick back hair, like, what the fuck is this? What is this guy?
Me and John were just like ripping on it. Like, mm-hmm. He would speak, and I'm like, that's not even what somebody from Britain would sound like. I don't even know the last time I heard somebody say knickers. Like,
whoa.
I don't remember the last time. And
are you sure he was supposed to be Australian?
No, that was British. That was indeed British. And like,
that was like a Cockney accent, maybe. Or no, that's more like,
he was trying so bad. He kind of admitted to a fake accent, though, because he was just like, I get all the ladies with this accent.
Hey, write down your phone number and I'll meet up with your bachelorette party.
He looks like he got his slang from like 80s British kind of movies.
He said he got them from Joe.
Fuck Joe is.
Joe Mama. Got him. Yeah, suck my butt.
So I think
we're losing our minds.
That guy was actually supposed to be like making fun of the one guy I think who is British, who is like a monster hunter. But he like goes and finds giant lake monsters.
Sure.
And like river monsters and stuff. Who had like a show on Sci-Fi, I think.
River monsters?
Yeah, I think
I don't think he was British, though.
I thought he was. I thought that's who that guy was, like, making fun of.
I have no idea.
I don't know.
I thought it was, like, a hillbilly that hosted that show.
I don't think so.
Jeremy John Wade.
That doesn't sound British to me. Don't look him up. Forget about him.
What?
Nationality British.
Ah, shit.
It's almost like I know what I'm talking about.
He was born in Ipswich, United Kingdom.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
I remember watching this, though. I don't remember.
Yeah, River Monsters.
Never watched it.
He probably Americanized it a bit since it was a show mostly for Americans, because that happens
Americans.
A lot. Yeah, Americans.
We like hear our river monsters. This here's a catfish.
Yeah,
that's it.
Because like British and English or European singers will Americanize their singing voice to appeal to Americans.
Yeah,
just look at Coldplay.
So I wouldn't be surprised if like he did something kind of similar.
Sinful.
I asked John if he could attempt a American accent.
That'd be great.
And he said he'll do an American accent every time he has to say something with TH in it.
Turd.
Father.
Father.
Yeah, he has to say it like that. If we can get him to sound like hillbilly-ish too, like.
Oh yes.
I'll get him to do a southern accent. That'd be great.
Yeah.
I'll do that tomorrow when he wakes up.
Yeah, there was this guy in my class that was from New Zealand, and anytime he was making fun of Americans, he'd be like, "I'm from Alabama," and it was perfect. Like I wish I could do it justice, but it was fucking hilarious. And the moment he stopped talking, I was like, "Dude, where are you actually from?" Because I have no idea. And he's like, and then he started just talking normally, and he's like, "I'm from New Zealand." I'm like, oh, yeah, okay, cool. Oh my god, but yeah, it was fucking hilarious listening to him. Do we have
that
anything?
Guy's accent. Do we? Accent was terrible.
Yeah, that accent was And then my favorite part for all of this was that everybody was shooting at the shark.
Yeah, and not even accurate, Billy. Either.
How many bullets did that shotgun have? Because she shot it 8 times. It was a pump action shotgun.
And she didn't pump it once.
No. She pumped. She was pumping. She was pumping and dumping. She was just
pumping and dumping. Pump.
She was?
Yeah, she was fucking. Oh, I'm going to throw up. Yeah, that's what she was doing. Yeah, she was just fucking tearing ass. And yeah, everybody in the show, what are we watching? A movie? This movie was terrible everybody was a fucking moron and none of it made sense. Oh, and then there's this Don character that's threatening Dolph's character. I hope I'm saying his name right. I really don't care. I think it's Dolph, like Dolphin.
There was no point in any of those characters. There's just no point in this movie.
No.
Like, there was no character development. Her getting the child made no fucking sense. Like,
this is just, like, one of those, like, factory churn kind of movies. You know, like, how all those, like, Bruce Willis movies just showed up? And how there's, like, 14 Bruce Willis movies and they're all shit and it has him for, like, 2 minutes because he makes, like, $1 million per movie.
I had so much more hope for this movie. You shouldn't have. I'm glad I didn't. The picture of it, like the quality, like the poster looks fantastic.
How many times have we been done goofed by those goddamn movie posters? How many 80s movies have we watched where we're like, ooh, the poster looks nice, and then it turns out to be shit. You never trust the poster.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's fair. I don't know. I really wanted to pick like Lake Placid or whatever with the sharks. I think that's the other one with sharks, but
that's a crocodile.
Not Lake Placid.
I think there's like Piranha Lake or something too.
Yeah, there is.
Yeah.
And then there's
cuz I've seen it before, so I couldn't suggest it.
Yeah, cuz there's going to be people. If they're whoever out there is listening, the one person, they're probably thinking, why didn't they do Lake Placid or Lake Mungo? It's because, well, we've all seen Lake Placid. I've already seen Lake Mungo and I don't ever want to watch it again because that movie was boring as fuck. And I'm sorry to offend the diehard horror fans out there who say that that's the scariest movie ever made. No. For me, no. I mean, if you think it is, cool. I don't care. At the end of the day, we're all entitled to our opinions. I don't give a shit. What I thought that movie was boring.
Three random people on the fucking internet.
And I think we're done. Yeah. I'm done. I'm sweating a lot. My shirt feels like a monsoon.
I don't even know what to say about this movie anymore.
It sucked.
It's not worth watching.
Don't watch it. Watch something else. All shark movies are terrible. Every single one of them, except for Jaws.
Watch Jaws. Yeah, go watch Jaws.
Jaws is the only good one. And then I guess we can make an argument for Deep Blue Sea, because that movie's ridiculous. But I don't...
27 Meters wasn't terrible.
I don't condone Sharknado, because just because you know your movie's shit and you're making an intentionally shit movie, it's still a shit movie.
Yeah.
You can still like it. Once again, clearly no one cares if I like it. So, but those movies suck and I hate them. And
47 Meters Down, I thought wasn't awful. The uncaged one was, but the one where they were caged, I thought wasn't awful.
Don't watch shark movies. Let's just end it there.
Giving sharks a bad name.
Yeah. Just like love. We need to protect
them. Yeah.
Yeah.
Shut through the heart.
Shut up. We're going to get demonetized. We don't make money. What am I talking about?
we don't make money here. But if you would like to give us money because you will want to support the show, we do have a Patreon.
I don't know if the Patreon link's in the Spotify description. I don't think Danny put it in there.
It is in the Twitch description, though, and it is on Twitter as well.
It's patreon.com/apartmenttheater. You can give us $1, we'll give you a shout out. You'll give us $3, we give you shout out and you recommend movie, unless we've already seen it. or it's hard to find, then we can't watch it. But
yeah,
we can figure something out because the sky's the limit. It's not like we're getting a billion requests to do things. So by all means, go for it. Or you can just tell us to fuck off and give us $3. That's fine too. I don't care.
It's perfectly okay.
I think that'd be fine.
Yeah, if you tell us to fuck you, I was $3.
Tell me I'm doing nothing with my life. I already know this.
We're on Twitter, Patreon, Twitch, Instagram, and TikTok. We're not on Facebook because they don't have any conspiracy theories to let out. All sharks have late. Sorry, I'm fucking dying. I don't know. What the fuck were we talking about?
Horrible shark movie.
Yeah, fuck off. Just get the fuck out. I don't fucking care anymore. Bye.
Bye off our sights.